All right, next up is Pig Farmer Jr. with the song Gal for Me.
That should have been the second sign that she's too much for me. And as you listen to this tale, I'm sure you will agree. I don't mind telling you, she keeps catching me off guard.
Okay, I thought there were a couple of cadence issues, and the snare at the 2 and the 4 is a kind of a stilted choice. But, you know, there's a lot of number stuff kind of cleverly hidden throughout the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to love that mandolin. And if that's him playing that mandolin, then I'm really impressed.
Yeah, I also like the mandolin and the country influence in the song, which I thought sounded good. I like the way that he used that "she gave me" to the count of 10 to sort of integrate the counting into the song, which I thought was pretty cool. And, you know, I feel like I say this every time with the Pig Farmer song, but just make the words fit the song, not vice versa. Right in the first verse, I'm like, can we just drop a word here? So it goes, the first thing she said to me whenever we first met, what the fuck are you looking at? Do you have a cigarette? And, you know, that the word "are" and "what the fuck are you looking at" could have been dropped. So it's "what the fuck you looking at?" And it would have, like, flowed a lot better, and it wouldn't have had that awkward, you know, extra syllable kind of jammed in there with "are." It's just one of those little phrasing issues that can easily be fixed just by dropping a word you don't need. And you may have written "what the fuck are you looking at" when you wrote the lyrics, but when you went to sing it, you should have dropped that "are." And just, you know, there's just a couple little phrasing issues in there that I always seem to complain about in Pig Farmer Jr. songs. But other than that, this is a pretty good song, and I think he's got that sound down, and the mandolin playing was indeed good.
I like the country cadence and the way he does it. He has a way of putting songs together, and you almost know it's a Pig Farmer Jr. song coming in. I like the way he wrote it. It's such a sad sack, but he doesn't realize he's a sad sack. He just wants the girl who's treating him terribly, and he doesn't see it. And I like the way how it's written from the perspective, basically, that character, this is the way he sees it. And he thinks it's okay, and he's just happy to be in the relationship, and it's like he realizes he's hanging by a thread to even be in it, so he's happy. I like it. I like where it went. I didn't play it a lot, but I could appreciate it.